The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department of Dominican University of California. Live from Dorm 221, you are now tuning in to Soul Love, a podcast about my experiences with my mental health and how I dealt with it. I'm Josh, and I'm the host, and I hope you enjoy. Hello, and welcome back to episode 8 of Soul Love. Thank you guys so much for coming back today. Really appreciate you. I hope you guys enjoyed my past 2 episodes, because I truly enjoyed those, doing it with my roommate Ethan. Shout out to him. Thank you again for coming on the show, man. Unfortunately, though, today is just me going solo dolo on this one, if you want to put it that way. Although in the future, I hope to have many more guests on my show to be able to talk about their truth and about their mental health. I hope you guys have been doing good. It's been a long week, and it's only, well, actually, at the time I'm recording this, it's 2:30 a.m. on Wednesday. It's been a pretty busy week so far. I had to study for an exam on Tuesday. Pretty heavy stuff, man. And I'll be quite honest, gave me a lot of anxiety, which is actually today's topic. So, I know I've been talking about depression the past few episodes, so I just felt as if I should turn it into a different direction, or turn into a different direction, talk about another aspect of mental health that really affects many people and ultimately affected me too. And the topic is anxiety. So, what is anxiety? I remember I touched upon this topic a little bit when I was just introducing what I'm going to be talking about on the show, and I think episode 1 or 2, but just for refresher, anxiety. This is another type of mental health condition. If you were to experience anxiety, you would probably dread or fear certain types of activities or just situations you would be put in. But in simple terms, or in my terms, pretty much is a feeling of extreme nervousness that holds you back from enjoying activities in life. And it sucks. Anxiety, man. Something that I've dealt with in my whole entire life, and I'll get to that later. But how about we talk about the symptoms of anxiety first? So, to get a more accurate view, I guess, on the symptoms of anxiety, I did the usual, searched up on Google, and just looked at the symptoms of anxiety according to Mayo Clinic. Everybody knows Mayo Clinic. It's where you go to when you look for symptoms on different things, or just learn about different types of sicknesses, or just about the body. But today, anxiety. So, according to Mayo Clinic, as I'm looking at my notes right here, symptoms of anxiety include stress that is out of proportion to the impact of the event, inability to set aside a worry, and restlessness. Furthermore, more symptoms aren't just of feeling overwhelming emotions, but you can also feel anxiety creep through your body. For example, hyperventilating, difficulty breathing, nausea, trembling, shaking, anything you feel when you feel extremely nervous. But with the symptoms, man, it's very tough for people to experience this. And people have different levels of anxiety, you know? I know a lot of people have anxiety, you know, just being anxious and nervous about tests and exams, which I'll actually talk about later, because I experienced a ton of anxiety about this anatomy exam that I had to take yesterday. But anyways, you know, it could just be nervous towards little things for people with extreme anxiety. But there are different types of anxiety disorders. The first one, before anything, I want to give credit to the place I got these different types of anxieties from, because I didn't know there were multiple. I just thought there were, you know, maybe 2 or 3, but there's actually a lot more than you think. And I'm going to cover 4 today. So, the first one, which we all know, is generalized anxiety disorders, or GAD. You know, this is just simple worrying, but also unrealistic worrying and overthinking in simple terms. So for example, let's say we're putting in a situation and the outcome, it could be good, but we're still nervous to the fact that things could go south, and it's pretty hard to think about it that way. The second one is panic disorder. Now, this is something that I've gone through a lot in my life. Panic disorder, man. Panic attacks, pretty much, is what panic disorder is, and I'll get into that later. Another one is phobias. You know, the typical anxiety towards different objects, situations, or, you know, animals, for example. Like, you can have different phobias to dogs, or the fear of heights, or just people in general, or public speaking, which is a most popular one, and I think I have that, which is why I'm kind of glad that podcasts aren't something you do in front of people, but rather on your own time, and then you post it for other people to see. Because if I was to talk about this type of topic, well, honestly, the topic doesn't matter, but just talking in front of people, in front of a classroom, that it's so hard for me, I'm not gonna lie. But I do try to push myself at times. And then the last one is social anxiety. This is overwhelming worry and self-consciousness with daily social situations. Worrying about how people think about you, worry of judgment. You know, we've all been in this situation, especially growing up, when we didn't learn how to handle our emotions to different things. We grew up to feel judged and think we should impress other people, when in reality, that all doesn't matter. And it took a while for me to understand that. I used to live to impress people or for people to like me, but at the end of the day, I had to be content with who I was. And honestly, being yourself is the best thing you can do, because then people that are your true friends, or just the people that you hang around with, they'll hang around you if, or let's put it this way, people will accept you for who you are if they're really good friends to you, and if they really love you like that. Because think about it, if people can't really accept who you are, then how are they supposed to get to know the true you, you know? Sorry, I'm kind of heading towards a existential type of topic here, but I promise, let's get back on track. So, let's talk about my experience with anxiety. Growing up with anxiety, I don't think I experienced any major symptoms of anxiety growing up in my younger years of growing up. It's more of being anxious to sports and playing basketball. I'm not too sure why, even if I loved playing the sport. It's just, I guess I didn't want to. Actually, you know what? Looking back at it now, I think I just was anxious because I didn't want my coach to get mad at me, or I didn't want my parents to get mad at me for my performance. So I guess that's why I was very anxious on doing good and, again, you know, impressing people. And it really shouldn't be that way. It should just all about being fun. I mean, that's the point of sports, right? I just remember during games, my younger years, doing club basketball, just sitting on the sidelines, being so nervy and shaky to go in because I didn't want to mess up. I felt like if I messed up, it was on me. Even though it's just one mistake, I feel like I lost the game for everyone, when it truly isn't my fault looking back at it now. And it's funny to look back at it, but yeah. Middle school to high school anxiety is when things really started to amp up, especially in middle school. We're growing up, going through puberty. We want people to like us. So as I was talking about earlier, you know, social anxiety, the feeling of wanting to be accepted is a big thing people going through puberty go through. It's all about, I feel like puberty is something that you really, how do I say this? Puberty is a stage in your life where you're kind of figuring out who you really are or want to be, per se. But that's just me. I just remember in middle school, I would try my best to be the class clown or whatever, or just try to do things so that people like me, because I had, you know, that stigma that I should impress everybody, you know, social anxiety, trying to, just worried about being the loser, I guess. I don't know what I was thinking back when I was a middle schooler, but it'd be like that. Moving on to high school, I dealt with a lot of anxiety during high school because, again, it came back to me again. Playing basketball, I was just not enjoying it. As I've said in previous episodes, I really wanted to quit, and I just felt like if I messed up, man, it'd be on me. You know what I mean? Or just anxiety being or talking to people was really hard for me. Over time, obviously, I got through it. I met my friends and stuff. But when I first got there, I was just deeply scared of just not being able to find any friends, because it was such a new start. I went to a high school where I knew nobody. I was the only one that went to the high school I went to. And it was a hard change. But luckily, through sports and activities, I was able to meet awesome new people. And I'm thankful for that. But yeah, anxiety in high school is, I don't know. I was just worrying about a lot of things, you know, college, PSATs, SATs, ACTs. Just building your future was really hard to think about because I truly did not know where I was planning to go in high school. It was really hard for me to determine. But in college, actually, no, backtrack. High school was when I experienced my first mental breakdowns and anxiety attacks and panic attacks. To be honest, I'm not sure where it came from, but I do know where my mental breakdowns came from. At the time, I was experiencing depression and anxiety at the same time. And sometimes it would get super draining to just go to school and keep doing the same thing, you know, doing things that I didn't enjoy. I mean, who enjoys school? Like, come on, let's be honest. No, I'm just kidding. I'm sure people out there enjoy school. I mean, this is what's building our future, right? But I remember there was just one night I went through my first heartbreak and I just broke down. It really isn't a mental breakdown, but I do remember just crying and crying to my mom. And then, I don't know if you guys get nervous, like, before tests, but I remember there was this one night as well. I just had a breakdown because I was just super fed up and I didn't know anything on the test. And I just started crying to my mom that I was going to fail school. And obviously, I didn't. Like, I'm here in college now, and it's pretty funny to look at back then. It's a whole lot of growth. But you get my point. It's mental breakdowns are hard. You kind of just break down, and you get to your tipping point, and you just break. It's like the floodgates are opening to your tears, and just your emotions just all just comes out at once, and you feel super drained after you cry. But yeah, panic attacks too, man. I never, looking back at it now, I wasn't able to identify if I had panic attacks or not. But I now know that the times where I would just sit there and my heart, I could just hear my heart beating like super fast. I was shaking, I got shivers. You know, everything just, for me, when I experience a panic attack, and I've actually, maybe, I don't want to say recently, but maybe a month ago, I experienced a panic attack in a while, and it just had me still. It had me sit, like, it had me frozen. But in a way, everything was moving so slow, and I was just thinking of so many things at once. And it's so hard to get out of that state, to just snap out of it, because you just constantly keep thinking. You're thinking about different things at once. And you're just getting really anxious and nervous about nothing at all, even though you're having fun. And your heart is just racing. It's racing, keeps racing. And then eventually it just stops. It just stops out of nowhere. But yeah, those are my experiences with panic attacks and mental breakdowns. In college, Yeah, man. I mean, I told you I had my first panic attack in a while, and I think the most anxious I've been recently is definitely yesterday, because this class that I'm in for anatomy is make or break for me, and I can't fail. I don't want to disappoint my parents. I don't want to make, you know, paying money to go to a good college not worth it. So I'm just really anxious on what my grade is going to be, but I will say I think I did pretty good, and I'm pretty confident in how I did. But yeah, I just remember the night before I had a mini panic attack, because I remember just sitting there just thinking about the test, and I was just shaking, and I was just like alone, and my heart was just racing, and it sucked. But thing is, I was able to calm down, and I actually wanted to talk about that next. It's how I deal with anxiety, and maybe you guys can take a couple tips from me and just be able to use it to your advantage the next time you guys feel this way. Because the things that I do, they help. They really do help. So there's a lot of self-care strategies, but I've kind of broken them down into a few. So one is straight relaxing, straightforward, blunt. Relax. You gotta get in that mindset. Relax. Speaking of mindset, you need to learn how to train your mind. It took me a while to realize that it's really the mind that controls everything and your emotions. So the importance of a positive mindset in the day is very important. Because if you start at the gate, if you start the day off really shitty, and you already have that shitty ass mindset, you're gonna have a horrible day. I'm telling you that. You need to wake up, be like, you know what, today's gonna be a good day. Do things for yourself, eat breakfast, drink water, hydrate, and just start the day off. You can't be thinking about things that are gonna already happen today. Take everything once at a time. That's what I do. Like, have the mindset of, when we get there, we'll get there, and we'll deal with it then. Because if you're already worrying about things in the future, man, how are you supposed to focus on things in the present? It's hard. Another thing that I feel like people neglect it is just straight breathe, dude. Relax. Just take a few deep breaths. Just blow it out. I'm sorry if that destroyed your ears. I didn't mean to blow into the mic so hard. But yeah, breathing. Relax. Just sit there, close your eyes, and breathe. Relax yourself while breathing, because breathing does help. I'm not gonna lie, I'd be breathing a lot because I'd be feeling anxious a lot, but when I take like 3 deep breaths, I'm chilling, man. Another thing is, I'll put these two together: keeping a healthy balance in your life, you know, getting enough sleep. As I'm recording this at 2:50 a.m. I'm a hypocrite, but please get enough sleep and eat right. When I say eat right, I want to focus on one thing. It's called, well, you guys already know what it's called, but I want to focus on caffeine, the use of caffeine. Caffeine gets us really jittery, and I'm not going to lie, I love my coffee, but I can only have it once in a while, because if I have it every single day, every hour of the day type thing, I get really jittery, and I'm always so shaky, and I'm looking for the next thing to do, you know, I'm always like looking around. I guess my heart beating too, I'm not gonna lie, and it just gives me anxiety out of nowhere, and I don't have nothing to be anxious about. So yeah, healthy body, healthy mindset. And one thing I want, before I close on self-care strategies, take time for yourself. I don't care whatever you're doing, studying for a test, you know, you got something important to do the next day. Feeling really anxious about something, like for example me, I was studying for my test last night, and I was just like, wow, I can't concentrate, I'm too caught up, I'm already thinking about what if I fail, you know, what if I do this, what if I do that, what if I don't study enough, what if I study too less. So you really need to learn to just relax. you know, stop studying for a sec and just finish that off later. You know, you'll get there when you get there. But yeah, thank you guys for coming back to this episode, by the way. Soul Love number 8. And as I close up here, just wanted to appreciate you guys for always tuning into these episodes, man. It really means a lot. And I truly hope that everybody out there, my main goal about these podcasts is to make an impact in someone's life and be able to, well, not change, you know, I don't want to be the one to change people, but I hope they can sympathize with me and empathize with me, you know, and just to touch people's hearts and to know that there's someone there that's going through the same thing that they are going to makes me all the while feel so much better. But yeah, thank you guys for coming back once again. Soul Love number 8, episode 8. Thank you guys for listening in. And as always, say it with me. It's the 8th episode. I say every episode. Stay up, stay humble, stay blessed. Peace out, guys. And I promise I'll start sleeping early.
Yes, Lord.
3 a.m. right now. But yeah, good night, guys.
This podcast has been created by students in the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California and is intended for private, non-commercial use of our audience. You can find this and other student podcasts at radio.dominican.edu. Thank you once again for listening. If you want to find me, you can follow my Instagram at Josh D. Montano. And as always, guys, stay up, stay humble, stay blessed. See you next week.